The Guardian claims the documents show Uber executives courted Russian oligarchs, offering them millions of dollars in shares in the company in a quest to get close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. But it didn't work. What did work? Lobbying Joe Biden, then US Vice President, to Barack Obama, and France's President Emmanuel Macron to speak in favor of the company, who was wreaking havoc on the taxi industry. Uber is also reported to have used what it called a kill switch to block police from accessing its IT systems during raids. The practice was approved by Uber's lawyers, and documents show top executives had no illusions about their lawbreaking, jokingly referring to themselves as pirates. Uber has responded, saying it's a different company today. Its share price was down 5% at the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange Monday. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.